Good morning, everyone. My name is Will. I worship with the Christians at Oakland Church of Christ. This week we've been looking at lessons from the Old Testament as we think about reading through the Old Testament and why you would want to take the time to read and study in the Old Testament. This morning, I want to take our last day of this series to look at prophecies in the Old Testament about Jesus. We tend to think of Jesus as being a New Testament character. After all, his life and teachings are all recorded in the New Testament, but there are so many prophecies that are given in the Old Testament about him even before he comes, and these are definitely worth looking at for a couple of reasons. One, they do tell us information about Jesus and who he is, his identity, but also because these are things told about him before he ever came and walked on this earth. These are really great ways to help build our faith because we can read these and understand that the Bible is inspired and that these men were inspired to write these things about Jesus hundreds of years before he ever came to the earth. The first one I want to look at this morning comes from Genesis chapter 3, and this one is notable because this is the first prophecy about Jesus that we have given. This is where God is talking to the snake after he caused the woman to sin. And he says here in chapter 3, "And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." And so he's saying here that there will come one from woman who will eventually crush Satan and overthrow him. And we now know that this is talking about Jesus. And so we see even from the very beginning of the Old Testament that God did have a plan to save us from sin. The next set of prophecies I want to look at come from the prophets later on in the Old Testament, and specifically I want to look about prophecies that deal with Jesus' birth and early life. We have many, many details given about how Jesus would come to earth, and again, these are given hundreds of years before it happened. One is that we know that Jesus was to be born of a virgin. In Isaiah 7:14, Isaiah writes, "Behold, a virgin will be with child and bear a son, and she shall call his name Emmanuel." Also, we know Jesus was to be born in Bethlehem. Micah 5:2 says, "But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth are from of old, from everlasting." And so we see here that the details of Jesus' birth, as far as how he was to be born and where he was to be born, were both foretold hundreds of years before he came. The last set of prophecies I want to look at this morning come from Psalm 22. And there are some very interesting details given in this psalm. If you've never read this, this psalm is a psalm of David written prophetically about Jesus' crucifixion. The first one is a direct quote that would be spoken by those who were crucifying Jesus, who were mocking him. And David writes here that they would say, "He trusted in the Lord, let him rescue him, let him deliver him, since he delights in him." And we know, of course, that this was actually said at the crucifixion. Also, David writes here later on, "They pierced my hands and my feet," which would be a clear reference to Jesus' crucifixion. And then he also writes, "They look and stare at me, they divide my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots." And this is an interesting detail because Jesus' cloak actually was divided up amongst those who were crucifying him, and they cast lots because they didn't want to tear it apart. And this is a detail that Jesus couldn't possibly staged or planned. This was something that was done completely by them. And so this is just another way that we can see this is just another way that we can know that Jesus really is who he claims to be because of these prophecies that we have that were fulfilled. I would encourage you to take some time to dig into your Old Testament and look at other prophecies about Jesus. I would encourage you to take some time to study more in the Old Testament about the prophecies of Jesus. There are many of them, far more than we can cover in one morning, and it's a great way to really build your faith. I hope that you've enjoyed this series in the Old Testament with me this week. I know this has been good for me, and I would encourage you to take some time to really dig in and read for yourself. I think you'll find that there is so much benefit and good things to be gained from reading through the Old Testament and studying there as far as learning who God is and what he expects from us. I also would like to invite you and your family to come worship with us at Oakland Church of Christ anytime you have the opportunity. We meet on Sunday morning at 9:30 for Bible study, with worship immediately following. We have Bible study again on Sunday night at 5, and then Bible class on Wednesday nights at 7. We would love to have you and your family there if you have the opportunity. Thank you again for tuning in this morning, and hope you have a great weekend.